Usually finding those people in person is very difficult because then you're just constrained by what the 3 mile radius that you spend your time on, less than that. And it's your home, your gym, your school, and statistically, it's unlikely for anyone successful to be in those three places. Because you need a sample size of tens of thousands. This is why I think online communities and online friendships are actually amazing. I used to joke about making online friends and Discord friends and stuff, but I genuinely have seen the value of this now because now you can go and join this community. Now you're surrounded by young guys who are on the same pathway, and a lot of these guys are further ahead than you. A lot of these guys have got hundreds of subs. There's a few guys with thousands of subscribers, and they're not actually any better or hardworking than you. And just seeing that and being able to actually speak to them, and they post their success or something, that it does something to your brain. Because now you start to think, wait, I can get that as well. Before it was all gray and dark. It was like, oh yeah, there's this people who have got that success, but they're all like liars, or they all got lucky, or I don't know them or anything. But you'll end up someone will come onto the call once, and you'll see a lot of similarities between you two. You'll relate to like his story or something, and then he'll casually say like, oh yeah, man, I've got 20,000 subscribers. Oh yeah, I make $5,000 a month, and that's when something's gonna hit you, and it just clicks. That moment where a previous belief just gets destroyed, and a new one forms of like, oh yeah, I can actually go and do that thing because if this guy can do it, so can I. It's a beautiful moment, and I really do think you're in the right place for that. I'd say now is the time to be open and social. Now is the time to be asking a bunch of questions and try and see if you can connect with a bunch of the guys here, especially who are similar. Small YouTuber, you can someone talks about YouTube, you can comment on their post and everything, even literally ask them for advice. Because everyone in here is so social, this is so powerful. You can literally just comment on someone's post and just say like, oh well, his success he's got recently, that's amazing. Could you teach us? Could you host your own call on whenever you're free, and just kind of like let me ask some questions. And literally like 9 out of 10 students here would be like, they'd just do it for fun. They'd happily do that and literally walk you through their process. You've got an army of young men here who are very similar to you. Are you utilizing it well?
Yeah, I guess I just feel like lonely from like just doing it alone. Like with people, you don't feel as lonely. But then again,
So why are you doing it alone then?
like I want to be independent. I want my success to come from like me. And not because like someone like, oh, shout out to this guy with like the someone gave me a shout out or something, like no handouts. I want to like do it myself, right? Like no like easy mode or whatever, just like put in the work and like have that sense of like achievement that I did it because I put in the work to do it, not because someone else helped me and then someone else helped me and I'm like, yeah, well, guys, now what do I do? What do I make my thumbnail? Oh, like yeah, it's yeah, that's kind of just want to have that sense of like that I achieved it myself, but then also while achieving it, I feel that like super lonely that I'm like the only one who's trying to do this, I guess. But well, yeah.
I mean, that's admirable that you want to create the success by yourself and you don't want it to be handed to you. You don't want to be like one of those rich kids who just got money from their parents and stuff. And that's good. Because for example, if I shared one of your videos, you'd get 2,000 subscribers, you'd be monetized and you get 10,000 views, 20,000. And even though that can sound nice, there's a curse behind that. So fine, okay, you won't get a free handout. But when someone else is on the journey alongside you, and you hop on a call, frequently, you just have coffee with them, you just eat on the same call and stuff, and you just chat about stuff. Naturally, they'll tell you things that you needed to know. Oh yeah, I worked really hard on that video, but it didn't even get any good views. And he's like showing you the video, then you end up watching it, and you end up learning something there. Then you say something as well, like, yeah, I didn't, I've been posting this video, it's not been getting many views, and he's looking at your thing, and he's learning, his beliefs are forming because of this. He's not really handing you like a silver platter. He's not handing you the subscribers. How else do you think people really learn? Because for being a YouTuber, there's not, trust me, I've looked, there's not that many like good books or anything like that. You learn just from trial and error, which takes a while. It took me 7 months to get to 1,000 subscribers, then another 6 months to get to like a few thousand. But things really change when you have someone to look up to, someone to imitate, and also someone to discuss ideas with. Because when you've got that other guy who isn't a yes man, when you've got that guy who can disagree with you, who can give you advice, and he likes you, and you do the same thing for him, suddenly it's two brains that are now trying to conquer the world. That's powerful.
Yeah, that's so I just need to, I guess, collaborate more, like not more as much as I not as much as I can, but like yeah, I just need to collaborate, I guess, more with more than I usually do with people. So
I wouldn't even see it
yeah.
as collaboration. Because when we say collab, we can think of like, some YouTube, like little sponsor shout out. Oh, we did a collab on this guy's channel, guys, go watch it. I would say just
Yeah.
literally, you make a few friends who are on a similar journey to you. You speak to them somewhat consistently because you're friends and you like each other. And naturally, just by being friends, you end up just discussing things. You end up talking about life, you talk about your channel and stuff, and they know that okay, that's like that means a lot to you. And suddenly you have this other person who you're bouncing ideas off. It doesn't even need to be someone who's a massive YouTuber. Really just needs to be someone else who cares as much about the same goal as you do. He's gonna learn on his own, you're gonna learn on your own. Every few days you spend like an hour together on a video call, just talking, laughing, talking about life and what, just in general. And you end up naturally just talking about the goal of growing the YouTube channel.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let's give you a practical assignment, a little piece of homework then. So we want you to actually take some action on this and not just get complacent straight after this call. So
Yeah.
there's been a few guys in chat already commenting, asking you to actually get in touch with them. They want to do calls with you, they want to DM you and stuff. But do you recognize one or two of the names and send them a DM straight after this call?